And thank you for calling us support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Linda Reburn, and I had just called and spoke with Wendy. And now when I called my Capital One, you guys have a second charge for fine balance health on my credit card. So I need to make sure that both of those are canceled and refunded.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
My what?
Your zip code, please, ma'am.
17603.
17603.
Yep, Linda Reburn, R-E-B-U-R-N.
Hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
203 Parkwood Drive, Lancaster, PA.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify the address one more time?
203 Parkwood Drive, Lancaster, PA.
Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you had got our monthly meal planner app, which would give customers a $20 rate to save.
Did not get it. Do not want it. And I need credited back to $59.89 for both times, April 25th and May 24th.
Can I have you hold for just a moment?
Yep.
So the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I need to talk to your supervisor, ma'am, if you're not going to listen to what I'm saying.
We all have the same protocol. By looking at your account was already canceled and fully refunded today.
Okay, and what is the cancellation number? Both, because they told me there's a separate charge. They did not put it through because they thought it was fraudulent, so.
Okay, so your cancellation number will be
920-769-606.
That's correct.
And it is canceled.
That's correct.
And your first name?
My name is Asia.
Asia. Okay. All right. Thank you, Asia.
And you were charged $59.89, and that was on 425, but we gave you a refund already of $59.89 on 525-2022.
Okay, well, they said you guys put a charge through on May 24th also, and I don't have that statement from my bank card yet, so that there will have to be redone too, because I'm not paying for that one either, because you had two charges on this account. But because this is my current statement from Capital One, it only has the April 25th charge. But when I talked to Capital One to tell them that I had confirmation that you guys were going to refund that back in the next 3 to 5 days, she said, well, by the way, there's a charge on there for May 24th also.
Okay, so did you dispute that charge with your bank, ma'am?
As long as it's canceled, then there should be no.
Did you dispute?
I have all the names of the people I spoke with, so I'll be able to, you know.
Did you dispute the May charge with your bank?
No, not yet. She just told me about the May charge with my bank, Asia.
Okay. So what I can do.
Called her. So, I mean, that charge should not show up. That should be taken care of also.
What I can do to help you out, I can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee, so you will get back in your account $54.89. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, $59.89. I want the same amount. I'm not charged. I'm not getting any service from you guys, and you can't charge me for service I'm not getting. So that needs to be the full amount, or let me talk to your supervisor.
You will get the full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is closed. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Okay, that's fine, Asia. Let me tell you, if my capital bill comes next month and this charge is on there, we'll be talking again. Okay.
Thank you for calling us. We're have a great day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too. Bye now.